any concern that maybe D'Anthony won't be ready for the regular season, at least the start?
No, no, I don't think that's a concern.
You're not formulating
plans? I'm just, we want to get to the first game with our guys healthy. You know, we know what D'Anthony can do. It's not like we have to see him as a punt returner. You know, that's not the main thing is for him is just getting him ready.
The normal ebb and flow of an NFL roster every year sometimes shows up on those special teams tackles. How many of those players are gone? You were able to keep almost your whole group there. I mean, is there spots for these young guys?
Are you talking about this year or last year?
Last year.
Yeah, we were fortunate last year to be able to keep a lot of those guys that had experience. I mean, it's not always like that, though. Right. You know, and those guys have to keep performing on offense and defense and. I know what they can do on special teams, and it'd be great to have the same continuity again year to year, but it's just not that way on special teams. It turns over all the time, and you're constantly getting – you got to train those young players to be the next step guys.
As we saw a couple of years ago where every weekend was turning over for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's injuries happen, and then, it's a trickle-down effect. I mean, those other guys move up, and then you got a guy off a street or you got a rookie that's never done it that you have to play with.
With a cut coming next week – have you guys decided on a snapper?
No, not yet. I mean, it's hard to believe, but both of these guys are very good. They both made tackles in the game. I mean, it's amazing now. You know, the competition has been really good. And I think both of those guys are NFL snappers, NFL quality guys. So it's a good problem to have for us because we're going to get the best guy, what we feel is the best guy.
Are you confident that your snapper on week one will be –
one of these
one
guys?
Of those guys?
I do.
Somebody who's out there.
I do. I think they're performing at a high level. They're snapping great. They're covering great. You know, Dustin has nothing but good things to say about both guys. And we'll pick the correct guy.
How unique is your position in that? I mean, you're putting together a special teams roster that you're having to deal with offensive coordinator and defensive coordinator because some guys could play. It could be a safety or a running back that fits within what you do. How is that communication process?
I mean, we evaluate players nightly. After every practice, we go in and we talk about players. And I have to do – what we have to do as special teams coaches is see where those guys are slotting in. You know, we know the fourth and fifth receiver or sixth receiver is going to be a special teams guy. And you can hear the way, players or coaches evaluate these guys and where they fit in. We rank players every night. So we kind of get a heads up of where – who you're going to be playing with, on Sundays. Now, and on some occasions, special teams, a guy is a real good special teams player. That'll enhance that guy's ability to make the football team sometimes.